Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Bit of the Stones bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Mike Musil. Mike is the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. And we're talking about the generations and how you market them. Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that I've been noticing a lot lately, and I've been pointing out in my as I talk about what I'm calling the age of the customer, is that more and more people are being influenced, are making decisions and are being reached more because of the communities that they belong to, the communities that they identify with, than they are with their demographic profile. What do you think about that idea?
That's really interesting observation. You know, I do know this. I was doing some research for some work I'm doing with a company, and I was astounded at a new study that it talked about 78% of consumers trust their peer group and only 14% trusted ads.
Right.
You know, and I think that ties back
into... Well, that's exactly what we're talking about. And the peer group, though, is it may... You know, peer group could be a generic term for community.
Yeah, it could be...
I mean, who are your peers? You got peers who are your age, or peers who are older than you in another topic. And, you know, look at your lacrosse business. You have peers in lacrosse that are younger than you, but you don't identify with them any other way, but you do in lacrosse.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's a community. That's your lacrosse community. And so my point is, if people want to reach you, they've got to pay as much, if not more, attention, in my opinion, in the future, today and in the future, with what your interests are, what your communities are that you're part of, rather than the fact that you're in your 50s with grown children.
Yeah, and I think when you boil that down, you know, what it really means to the small businessman is, you know, it used to be, regardless of words like community or generations, everybody read the paper in the morning, you know?
Right.
And that's just not happening, and people are no longer going to traditional means, and I'm just going to pick one out here with no bias, like the yellow pages for information. You know, they're on the Internet, and... Even boomers, you know, 80% are online every day. Even traditionalists, people over 65, almost 6 out of 10 are online every day.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. I mean, so the point is that, you know, a 65-year-old person, because they join an online community, their interest could be the same as somebody who's 45 or somebody who's 35 in that particular activity. And
yeah,
and 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, those people wouldn't even have known each other.
Yeah, and the small businesses are getting it. I'm looking at a report right here in front of me. It's a Kelsey and Constat report from February 2011, where the jump in small businesses on links and ads on social sites and blogs went from 35% to 5 out of 10 in the last 12 months and forecasted to grow again in 2011. So... it's just so easy to do. You know, we were talking off the air. You know, you can go all these people have, most Gen X and Gen Y, you know, they've got iPads, they've got access to iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was mentioning to you, you know, you can write an 800-word article on three ways to improve .. what the service that your small business actually provides.
Right.
You know, and you can put that up on Kindle with no cost, as a free ebook. Takes less than 10 minutes to do. It's a very simple process through Kindle's online site. And now anybody that wants that free app clicks on it, and that you take them directly to your website, or you're providing, you know, this new term, kind of this outbound or content-driven marketing, you know, where you're providing information. So, my lacrosse website, we did one, and within 40 days, well, we put up an iPhone app,
right.
And within 40 days, we had 3,000 downloads on a free app.
Wow.
And of those 3,000 people, I would guess probably close to 1,000 came directly to our website and either bought an e-book or a service or subscribed. And the beautiful thing is the cost is next to zero. You know,
right.
I mean,
just took some time and some little research. Just took a little elbow grease and some shoe leather.
Well, not much. You know, I mean.
But I mean, but nothing significant out of your pocket.
Well, your small business folks that are tuned into your show are also passionate. For them to write, you know, a one-page article on three things to avoid or three things to be in favor of.
Right.
You know, you write that one time, you can put it on e-zine articles for free, link to your website. You could put that up as a Kindle ebook and link to your website. And then you could even put it as an audio podcast on an iPhone app. Now, that costs a little more to get set up with iPhones or iPad. I want to say it's like $500, but at the end of the day, would I have paid $500 for 1,000 people coming to the website that we're then going to buy?
And the thing is, though, is you're identifying people with interests, not people of generations, right?
They're
interested in your topic.
Huh?
They're interested in your topic, and you don't care how old they are, and you're not trying to target an age, because even if it's lacrosse, you might think, well, why would a 75-year-old person buy this? You know, not only did they not play lacrosse, that they didn't come up in age when there was lacrosse. Well, they've got grandchildren who play lacrosse.
You know, it really bums me out when you make a point that's better than mine.
Well, it's just that this is the point about communities are becoming more
Absolutely.
Important than demographics.
Absolutely.
Even than generations, even than Gen X, Gen Y, in terms of being a consumer.
You know, in YouTube, often there are days during the month when YouTube gets more hits than Google.
Yeah. Give us the website, please, Mike.
My website is www.unlockthemysteries.com.
Unlockthemysteries.com. What about your lacrosse website?
That's a website that we, Jim and I were talking off here, just kind of a social thing that I'm having.
Give it to us.
I'm a lacrosse coach. It's laxcoachmike.com.
Laxcoachmike.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.